Well, good evening, all the Boot. It's Adrian, Turbo Stream. How you all doing? So I've been to Santa Pod today. An attempt to record the sounds of a drag race. But unfortunately, I see a bit of a snag with the recording. It seems that the drag cars, especially the top fuel drag cars, are too loud to be recorded, certainly with the zoom I've got anyway. So I had a bit of a disaster really. A bit disappointed. The fact that I was hoping to do a fantastic boo with all these cars thundering down the track and all that, and as they went past where I was standing, it just descended into crackles because it was so loud. The zoom couldn't handle the sound. So what I've decided to do, two boos. One when I've done a bit of a walk around, just to give you the ambience. That's about 20 odd minutes, and you just get the feel of a drag racing meet. And then I've also created a boo of the two jet cars. There's a jet car and a jet motorbike. So I've done a bit of editing. One thing I would say is when you listen to the jet boo, be aware that it is actually quite loud in places as the ambient noise fades away, and then the speed of the jet car comes whizzing past. So just a word of warning when you listen to the jet car boo, just to turn the volume down a bit, because you might your ears might suffer. But it is worth, if you can cope with it loud, maybe listen to it quiet first and then listen to it again when you're happy about the sound levels, because it is quite noisy. But when you were standing there, it was even noisier. So consequently, I'm half deaf today. That'll soon recover. So it was just a quick explanation really of a bit of a failed boo on the audio levels really. But when these jet cars and top fuel dragsters, I don't know if you've ever seen a dragster, but they've got massive wheels at the back and they're massive engines. They've got no exhaust on them. And some of them produce 4,000 horsepower each. And I heard one of the commentators say on the commentary that two top fuel dragsters have a combined horsepower of all the Formula One cars on the grid combined. Something around 8,000 or 9,000 horsepower, and they are extremely loud. Of course, it didn't help. I had a helicopter flying about. There was music playing. There was cars revving in the up in the there's the pits area with all the mechanics tuned the cars. It was a bit of a disaster, really. But there you go. It's one of those things, isn't it? So, I just thought you'd like to enjoy this day at the Santa Pod. By the finish line. And we're currently looking at the top fuel methanol funny cars.
Okay, then, the two drivers now have full control of their cars. The crew chiefs have done their duty.
Now this could get loud, so watch your ears, folks. Quarter mile in 6.26 seconds, 230 miles an hour ish. Can't quite see the board. So these cars are the top. I'll turn the volume up so you can hear me. I'm having to turn the volume up and down because it's so noisy that it just overpowers the zoom. So if the volume goes up and down, that's the reason why I'm trying to get the sound of the cars coming up the track without it overpowering the zoom.
pipes. Johnny's gone through. Unfortunately, Johan's gone out, but they've got, still have got a lot of work to do.
But they wanted both cars through into round two.
Would they have been interesting enough?
So who would have been racing two in the next round?
So we've got a bit of a gap in proceedings while I clean the track up. Often I'm at Santa Pod. These cars are that powerful. But they often leave oil and stuff on the track, so between each race you have to have it cleaned up. There's marshals on the track with rags and various chemicals. We've also got a helicopter flying about. So we've got another couple of cars coming up to the grid now. Actually, what happens is they do a burnout. Then they reverse back to the start, and then they do the time run. Quite exciting. Comes with lots of smoke. That's to warm the tyres up and get grip. So it really is a high octane sport, this. If you like your motor sport, fast and furious. It's quite windy as well today, so apologies for any wind noise. Helicopter coming to land just behind us, doing pleasure flights. Let's all go today. So let's turn the volume down, it's about to race. Mile in 6.5 seconds, 238 miles an hour. It really is amazing how fast these cars can accelerate from a standing start. So we're going to wander down the banking there, just try and get a better view. It really is absolutely exciting. As I said in previous periods, I really do love my motorsport. I like my quiet periods, but also I like to come to places like this. No breathing space here today, I don't think. Helicopter goes off again. Just filling with fuel. think we're about ready for another run in a minute. Can't see now, is that many people? We've got all sorts going on today. We've got a motorcycle display team doing stunts. We've got one of those big trucks with the big wheels going over crushed cars. We've got bouncy castles. Looking at a burnout going on. Here we go. That was a quarter mile in 6.153 seconds at a top speed of 218 miles an hour. So we've got a break in the racing. So we're just going to have a walkabout. I'll get some of the ambience of Santa Pod. Motorcycle display team going on in the background.
That's more like it. Dave's showing off there.
Got some drifter cars there. Is that about to come out? Maybe.
When you see him get off that bike, you see him hopping around. Drove all the way from Newcastle up on time yesterday to here. Actually from London and back home in London. He's got three salt compound in his garden. It's your turn, Luke. Kicks to Francine Van there. Cars getting a bit squirrely.
Doing stunts between two lorries for the gram.
Straight down. This is just what we want. Hopefully, we
one for Rick here, little Tank. A warm word if you're watching tankheroes.co.uk. Little kids in little tanks doing the little course. Little mini tanks here. We've got amusement arcades coming up. Diggerland, bloody good fun. Here we go, operating the digger. Dodgems. They did not put on a good show. It's the first time I've been to this finals. I've been to other events at Santa Pod. Really been to the final day of the finals. Can't beat the judges, can you?
Number one.
So we're walking towards the start line. Many years ago, they used to have a thing called the barn, and you could stand right behind the start line, and you could watch them go up the track. But due to health and safety, they've got rid of that. It's all good, isn't it? Have some good fun standing at the back of the start line. Watching the cars go up the track. This is the main food area now. We've got a bar going on. Sandwiches, chip vans, coffee vans. Traditional games for the kids. They were hooping and stands. There's also a way to spend your money. The good thing about event like this is you can come round and look at the pits where all the cars get prepared. So you can actually, you can't touch them, but you can get right close to them. In the kind of run-up area, all the motorbikes and waiting for their turn to go up the strip. This is a kind of same stuff for iPhones and those bits. Earplugs, ready fingers, t-shirts. Merchandise coming past the stall, all the t-shirts you can buy. Got all sorts of tools, anything. Walking down the pits.
Yes, sorry, that's Amanda and John Dawson.
Are they here? I hope so. It's nice to see these cars up close. It really is.
Okay.
And I've just seen the lights in front of cars around the corner as well, so we've got plenty of action.
Another food area. All slush puppies. I've never been here for a long time. The donuts, burgers, and sausages.
Going to be taking the thrill ride through the corner mile. Either very high 7 or very low 8.
So we're on the top of the pitch now where all the teams are, all the coaches and everything. There's all these cars revving up, mechanics working on the cars. So around the other side of the finish line. I don't think it cost the race one of these cars. 200,000, I'm thinking, yeah. There was a rumble of a big engine going on.
We only saw him yesterday, ran 5:54.
Like a proper race team there. Looked like a Formula One.
Which I'll tell you about after the burnout car race.
So you can hear that bit on the speakers.
These cars have a kind of timer system that controls the way that the clutch and the fuel system works to change it during the course of the run. And it's controlled by a box, by
electric motion. We'll have to do the burnout, so we're happy we'll get a car coming past in a few seconds.
No, you'd think there'd be...
Standing right underneath the timing boards. That's 259 miles an hour. 5.5 seconds for a quarter mile. They really are noisy when they come out of the line. Got the motorbikes again. They've got their own generators, these teams. Quite a lot of foreign teams. So you've got the German team here. And their car must be on the track, but that's not there. So the cats are going around for another flight. I think we're letting this bird here then. Another 25 minutes gone. Once again, thanks for listening. And we'll catch you all soon.